The following day, the compound tailor came out, complaining in his breathe mask, and measured Johnny for boots.
I am not a bootmaker,
he protested. But Turl had shown him the blanket requisition, so the tailor also measured Johnny for a heavy knee-length overcoat and cold-weather cap.
It is coming on to summer,
said the tailor.
It's not the time of year for winter clothing.
But he had done the measuring anyway, and very soon the boots and clothing were delivered to the cage.
Freaky executives,
the tailor had muttered during the final try-on.
Dressing up animals!
It made Johnny uneasy that Turl was being obliging. He carefully checked all his preparations over to see whether any could give away his plans to escape. He decided not. Turl seemed very preoccupied these days, indifferent. Or was that a pose? The thing that was really giving Johnny a problem was how to get his hands on a gun. Before all the mutiny precautions, some of the workers he had seen had worn relatively small, compact handguns at their belts. He had supposed they used them for plinking or shooting game. Turl still wore his, a rather bigger one, but the others seemed to have stopped. Johnny wondered how far he could trust Kerr. The midget was definitely Turl's creature, but from some of the tales Kerr had chattered on with, he was distinctly criminal. He told how he had rigged certain games of chance, how he had looted ore boxes as a joke, how he had gotten a female to believe her father needed money and relayed it for her. One day, they were waiting for a machine to be idle so it could be used in practice, and Johnny decided to make a test. He still had the two discs he had gotten in the Great Village. He knew now that one was a silvery coin and the other a gold coin. He took the silver coin out of his pocket and began flipping it.
What's that?
Kerr wanted to know. Johnny gave it to him, and Kerr scratched it with a talon.
I dug some of these up once in a wrecked town on the southern continent. You must have gotten this locally, though.
Why?
Said Johnny, alert that perhaps Kerr could read English letters.
It's fake. An alloy of copper with a nickel-silver plating. A real coin, and I saw some once, is solid silver.
He handed it back, losing interest.